Peetcott and Vic Coring are going to be released from prison. The Attorney General has decided that prosecutors held back important evidence from their attorneys when they were tried and convicted on corruption charges in 2007. The U.S. Department of Justice today asked for the release of the two on their own recognizance. Attorney General Eric Holder asked the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to remand the cases back to the district court. Coring and Cott, both former Republican state legislators, were convicted of taking bribes from now-defunct oilfield services company Vico Incorporated and its owner Bill Allen in exchange for influencing the progress of a bill that changed the way oil companies in Alaska are taxed. Holder's action follows his own dropping of charges against former U.S. Senator Ted Stevens for similar reasons. At that time, Holder asked for a probe of prosecution conduct in all of the Alaska corruption cases. Today, Holder released a statement saying, quote, "It appears the department did not provide information that should have been disclosed to the defense." Coring, Seattle-based attorney John Henry Brown said he was the first person to find out after receiving a call from the Justice Department attorney who is reviewing the Alaska corruption trials. He says Stevens' lawyers had already sent him material the prosecution had withheld from him that would have been helpful in Coring's defense.
I had written a letter to Eric Holder, the attorney general, about a month ago, saying I had obtained two documents from Senator Stevens' attorney that were not turned over to me in the Coring trial, and attached those to the letter to Attorney General Holder, saying that I should have been provided those, and my guess is there's more, and please consider these in your investigation, and consider releasing Mr. Coring pending the conclusion of your investigation. I was called today saying they have found additional documents in addition to the two I found that should have been provided to us, and they were going to send them to me under seal. In other words, I can't talk about them right now, and that they were going to agree to release Mr. Coring.
Brown says the documents he received from Ted Stevens' attorney were two interviews that occurred long before the Coring trial. He says the first was an FBI report and lengthy notes of one of the first interviews with Bill Allen.
And they start asking him questions about Vic Coring. In other words, Mr. Allen didn't bring up Vic Coring. And Mr. Allen's response to the questions was, Mr. Coring is just a nice guy, poor guy, sleeps on his couch, doesn't have any money, and I gave him money just to help him out from time to time because I liked him. And they then led him into saying things about Mr. Coring. Obviously, that would have been very helpful to us at the trial.
Brown says he hasn't yet talked to Vic Coring, but his staff has. Brown says Coring should be released within the next few days, and the next step will be a hearing before Anchorage Judge Sedgwick, although Brown says he will continue as in the past to ask for Sedgwick to remove himself, citing Sedgwick's wife's animosity toward Coring during her tenure as a state employee, and also because the Sedgwicks are neighbors of Bill Allen. Brown says whether Sedgwick stays on the case or not, it's unlikely that a judge would send Coring back to prison.
The only questions a fair judge should ask at that point is, were these materials helpful to the defense and they were not turned over, and that should be prosecution misconduct and case should be dismissed, just like Judge Sullivan did in Stevens.